Hi, everyone. Welcome to Soul Talk. I'm Patty Malik, and today Dr. Susan Chomsky is with us. Susan, I have been aware of Susan's work for a long time and so excited that she could join us today. We're going to be talking about awakening our third eye and why that's important, what the advantages are and the benefits of opening the third eye are. I know a lot of us are aware of this information, but Susan has been a student of this subject for years, and she has so much to bring us. We're also going to get to experience a third eye awakening with Susan. She has dedicated her life to helping people take command of their lives in highly effective, powerful, positive ways. She's the best-selling author of 17 books. That's phenomenal. They're in English, published by Simon & Schuster, Random House, Penguin, many publishers, and 34 books in foreign languages. She's won 31 prestigious book awards. She is a pioneer in the human potential field. She has taught meditation, prayer, affirmation, and intuition to thousands worldwide for decades. She's a highly respected spiritual teacher, award-winning author, and founder of Divine Revelation, which is a unique field, proven technology for contacting the divine presence, hearing and testing the inner voice, and receiving clear divine guidance. And for over 20 years, her mentor was Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. He was the founder of the Transcendental Meditation and guru of the Beatles. And she served as Maharishi's personal staff for 6 years, which must have been very interesting. And I'm excited to welcome Susan to Soul Talk. This is her first time with us. Welcome, Susan. Thank you for being here.
Well, thanks for inviting me, Patty. I'm thrilled to be here with you today.
Thank you. You know, like I said, our audience is pretty aware. You know, we're into so many different formats on this show, you know, up to fifth dimension and ascending and beyond, and, you know. But the third eye is something that is so significant to all of us, and it really has so many benefits I'm going to let you talk about. But talk about how, you know, we know, I think all of us know where our third eye is located, but how is it and the pineal gland associated together with the third eye?
Yes. So let's start at the very beginning. Very good place to start, as they say. Okay, so we have life force energy that's flowing through our subtle body. We have this gross physical body, and then we also have a subtle body. And that subtle body consists of several layers. Traditionally in India, it's called panchakosha, meaning five sheaths. We have the physical body, which is the first sheath, and then we have a vital energy body. The physical body is known as anamaya kosha, meaning food sheath. And it's a food sheath because it's made of food, sustained by food, and becomes food for something else after we're gone. So that's the physical body, that's one sheath. And then the next sheath is called the pranamaya kosha, or the vital energy body, which consists of prana, meaning life force energy in India, and in China it's called qi, and in Japan it's called ki. So that life force energy, that's what's keeping you alive. It gives you motion, it gives you heat. In the ancient scriptures of India, it is said that when prana is in the body, that is what is defined as life. And when prana leaves the body, that is what is defined as death. So prana is life itself, what is giving you life. And then the next sheath is the manomaya kosha, or the mental emotional body. And then the next one is a vijnanamaya kosha, which is the intellect ego body. And then finally the Anandamaya Kosha, which literally translates as blissful sheath, and that's your causal body. So those are the five major sheaths that are discussed in ancient India. So the pranic sheath or life force energy sheath, that's where the life force energy is flowing through specific pathways called nadi. Nadi meaning a conduit of subtle energy. That it's called nadi in India, and in China it's called meridian, actually. And when many of these nadi come together to form a plexus, that's when we have something called a chakra. Chakra is what it's called. And that is translated as wheel. So there are these wheels or plexuses of subtle energy that are regulating your physical body and keeping you alive. They are really the intelligence behind the activity of your physical body. But they're not in the physical world, and they're not in a physical dimension. They're in a subtle dimension. That's why we say that we are multidimensional beings, because these subtle sheaths or these subtle bodies that we inhabit are not in the physical world. If you were to dissect a corpse, you would not find a chakra or a nadi or a prana. It doesn't exist in the physical body. Yet, it is keeping you alive. So, getting back to what is the third eye, there are seven major chakra, and there's seven other chakra that I talk about in one of my books called The Big Book of Chakras and Chakra Healing. So the seven major chakra, one of them, which is the sixth chakra, is the third eye. And that's known as Ajna chakra in Sanskrit. And that means command center. So the third eye is located in the area of the pineal gland in the very center of your head. It also extends to the forehead and extends to the back of the head. So that's why sometimes people call it the brow chakra, and often it's depicted as like a dot in the middle of your forehead. So that is where that particular energy center, that chakra, is located.
Okay, and then talk about what the ultimate purpose of our third eye is.
You know, every one of our major chakras has a very important purpose in reference to either keeping us alive or helping us to experience various states of consciousness. The third eye, which we're talking about today, is the eye of illumination. So we have these physical eyes through which we see the glorious world and all the beauties and splendors of the world. But we have this third eye, which is, like I said, right there in the middle of the head, in the area of the pineal gland, and that is for seeing things that are hidden from view. So that would be the center of clairvoyance, clairaudience, and clairsentience. Clairvoyance meaning clear seeing, clairaudience meaning clear hearing, clairsentience meaning clear feeling. So these three abilities, and even other abilities, super sensory perception, subtle sensory perception, and spiritual illumination, that's located in the third eye. Every one of your seven major chakra have a planet associated with them, major planet. So the third eye chakra has the planet Jupiter associated with it. Jupiter is the planet of the inner, of the teacher, the preceptor, the one who gives us guidance. And in fact, amazingly, the word for Jupiter in Sanskrit is guru. Guru is actually the word that means Jupiter. So the inner guru is located right there in your third eye. And so what we find is if we awaken the third eye, if we are in touch with our third eye, then we are in touch with our inner guru. We are able to receive inner guidance, wisdom, inspiration, healing, all these amazing things from our inner teacher, which is located there.
Interesting. So then how is the pineal gland associated with third eye? Is there two separate things going on there, or that are doing two different things, or do they all tie in together?
Yes. In fact, the pineal gland, I mean, some people believe that it's like a third, that maybe in an older version of human, that it was actually a physical eye, another physical eye. And in some species, in fact, there is like kind of a third eye in some reptiles and so on. So there are certain aspects of the pineal gland that resemble or that have some aspects of the eye, of our physical eye. And interestingly enough, the pineal gland does respond to light. It is associated with light. So it produces melatonin, and that has to do with the regulation of the cycle of light and darkness. So there is a physical association with light having to do with the pineal gland. And even more interesting, there was some research done at the Cottonwood Foundation, and they found, excuse me, there was some research done at the Cottonwood Foundation, and what they discovered was, amazingly, that in rats, they discovered that the third eye, the pineal gland of a rat, produces DMT. That is an amazing, incredible discovery, actually. What is DMT? Well, that, back in the 60s, that would be a drug that hippies would take to get to have these experiences of other worlds, other dimensions. It was it's a psychedelic drug, basically. And by the way, ayahuasca, which is known to be a psychedelic drug that's used in the Amazon, it's a plant medicine that's used by indigenous people of that area, brings about visions, brings about otherworldly experiences when they take that drug. Well, guess what? Rats are our cousins. I mean, they are mammals like us. And it has been proven that DMT is produced in the pineal gland of rats. So I think that's an incredibly significant discovery, because what it proves to me is that the ancients were correct, that the pineal gland really is the center of illumination and of seeing subtle regions, areas that are hidden from view, being able to get inner wisdom and so on, the things that are associated with DMT.
So we should really be able to experience those psychedelics, you know, that you talked about, without having to take a drug, essentially.
Well, absolutely, Patty, and I would definitely not recommend anyone to take any psychedelic drug. Even though I experimented with it when I was young, once I began to practice meditation, I stopped all of that, and I've never taken any drug at all since I was 18 years old. So you can experience these higher dimensions. You can experience altered states of consciousness. You can experience higher awareness naturally through meditation without any stimulant or any drug whatsoever.
Right. And Are you finding that we're experiencing even more heightened abilities now that we're, you know, really raising our vibration and we're, you know, ascending into these higher dimensions?
I'm so glad you brought that up. I'm so glad you brought that up, Patty, because that's absolutely true. What we have found over the last maybe 50 years, I would say, is that the world has gone through an incredible transformation, that we're at a much higher vibration of energy than we used to be. The world is a completely different place than it used to be long ago. Way back then, there was, you couldn't even find any esoteric information in the West. There were only two esoteric bookstores, one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast, and that's it. No internet, no bookstores that had an esoteric or metaphysical section in it, period. They just didn't exist. No kind of health foods in the market. What would you find as far as fresh foods? You'd find meat, potatoes, tomatoes, oranges, apples, bananas, lettuce. You wouldn't even find fresh vegetables in the marketplace. It was a really different era. It was the 20th century, which was a bloodbath. 40 million people killed in World War I, 70 million people killed in World War II, millions of soldiers coming home in body bags. It was a completely different world than what we have today. The vibration of this planet has lifted so much. We have yoga studios on every corner. We have martial arts studios. We have 10 to 14% of the population saying that they practice meditation. This is stunning. These statistics are stunning. But if you look at the statistics, you will see that the world has changed tremendously and that there is much greater interest in esoteric or metaphysical subjects. Now we have the internet. Anybody can, in one click, they can find out so much information about spirituality, higher consciousness, meditation, and so on. I mean, it's just a wonderful world that now people who would struggle for months to have a meditation experience decades ago, now in just a few minutes, they're having amazing meditation experiences.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, this is something that we, you know, really talk about and access, you know, on our Soul Talk show weekly, is that, you know, especially since 2012, when the veil started thinning and more light was coming in, that, you know, more people are awakening and, you know, the vibration, the frequency of the planet is, you know, like just off the charts now with, you know, where we're at, and we're essentially really a third dimensional planet now. So there has to be, along with that higher frequency, an ability for us to access far more with our third eye than, you know, even 10 years ago.
I agree, Patty, absolutely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So what would you say really are the advantages of, you know, really opening our third eye and really, you know, working, you know, in a practice of continually, you know, daily meditation and focus?
There's so many advantages to opening the third eye, so many advantages to daily meditation. And it starts with, I think, greater self-confidence, a feeling of being assured, being able to make decisions with peaceful confidence when we have an inner teacher to guide us, when we're in touch with our higher self, being able to access things that are hidden from view, to be able to have deeper understandings, to be able to have spiritual experiences that bring us bliss, consciousness, sat-chit-ananda, absolute bliss consciousness. to be able to experience who we really are and to develop our natural abilities to be able to express our true nature. And that means following our true purpose, expressing our true purpose, our true pathway, our true destiny, our heart's desires, being able to express that and contributing to the planet through through really fulfilling our mission, fulfilling our calling, that which we're here to do. So all of that benefits not only ourselves, but benefits the whole planet. And also meditation itself brings us to a state of deep relaxation and inner peace. When we're in a state of inner peace, there's so many benefits. First of all, benefits to ourselves, where we have greater energy, we have greater health, we have robust health and well-being, and we feel happy. There's greater happiness, greater, as I said before, self-confidence, self-empowerment, self-awareness, being able to stand up to any challenges that we have to face, any people that are bullying us or people that are trying to control us in any way. That's very important. But the benefits are just go out so much further than that to the world, to the whole world. Because when we are radiating peacefulness from within ourselves, we're contributing to world peace. In order for the world to be at peace, individuals have to be at peace. You can't have a peaceful world without people being at peace and content within themselves. So the more content we are, the more we experience inner peacefulness through meditation, the more peaceful the world is going to become. It's like that song, "Let There Be Peace on Earth and Let It Begin with Me." So we are responsible for world peace by our very actions, thoughts, words, and deeds.
You know, the biggest thing that I notice from, focusing on, a practice of meditation and really focusing on the third eye is that information just comes through, you'll start talking and you don't know where that came from. And it's like, wow. I mean, it just is, it can really be phenomenal, what comes through and messages and just knowledge that you never had before. It's really quite extraordinary what you're opening up. So talk about what is supersensory perception and how we can develop that.
First of all, what you said was absolutely on the money. Yes, it is amazing when you are able to tap into your higher self and receive inspiration, wisdom, answers to your questions, a beautiful poetry coming out of your mouth. I mean, it is so amazing when you tap into that inner voice, the still small voice within, which, by the way, that higher voice is located there in your third eye. So, yes, it is astounding when we are in touch with our true divine nature of being. And, okay, so what was your question again?
The supersensory perception.
Yeah. Okay.
Talk about what that is.
So a lot of people call clairvoyance, clairsentience, and clairaudience, they call that extrasensory perception. I think that's a misnomer. Extrasensory perception implies that you can experience something without the senses. that in fact you cannot experience anything without the senses. We have these gross senses, which are attached to our physical body, but in fact we have subtle aspects of each one of those senses. So subtle seeing, subtle hearing, subtle feeling, subtle smell, and so on. That's not in our physical body. It's actually in the body that I talked about called the Manomaya Kosha, which is your mental, emotional body. That is the body through which you experience the world through the senses. So, for example, if somebody has a near-death experience, they are propelled out of their body. Perhaps they're up on the ceiling watching themselves being resuscitated. Maybe they see their own body. The doctors and nurses are rushing around trying to resuscitate them in this near-death experience. And so they're up on the ceiling. And what's up on the ceiling? What are they? How are they seeing themselves? How are they seeing the doctors? How are they seeing themselves lying on the gurney? That's because our senses are not in our physical body. And that proves it, by the way. The near-death experience that people have proves that the senses are in our subtle body. So our subtle sensory perception is being able to see, hear, and feel, and smell, and taste things that are hidden from view without using our physical senses, using our subtle sensory perception. So I call it either subtle sensory perception or supersensory perception, because I don't want to call it extrasensory perception. That is impossible. You can't have extrasensory perception because you're either using your physical body senses or you're using your subtle senses, which are your, you can see, hear, taste, smell, and feel by closing your eyes and going deep into meditation. You can see everything. Without going out of your room, you can see all the glories of heaven, as it says in the Tao Te Ching.
So, are there some exercises that you can talk about that would help us to open the third eye?
Oh, yes. There's so many exercises that will help us to open our third eye. And meditation is the best one, by the way. In the book that I wrote, Awaken Your Third Eye, there are actually literally dozens of exercises to help you do it. But I'm going to give you the key right now to be able to open your third eye. The best way to open your third eye, which is a direct way, everything that I teach is based upon one principle, and that is ask and it shall be given unto you. So the first thing is to sit down in a chair and close your eyes and just take a few deep breaths. A deep breath, let me just demonstrate a deep breath. It'd be like this. That would be a deep breath. So breathing in through the nose, you can breathe out either through the nose or the mouth, it doesn't matter. But always breathing in through the nose and taking, let's say, three deep breaths, getting quiet, and then taking some more deep breaths, maybe three more, getting even more quiet, getting still, having the intention to go deep within, calling upon a divine being to ask you to help to take you in, for example, calling upon, let's say, Holy Spirit, you could say, Holy Spirit, please take me deeper, please take me into a deep meditative state. So asking, first of all, asking a divine being to help you, and then getting into a quieter and quieter state as you take some more deep breaths, but not hyperventilating. This would be taking three deep breaths and getting quiet and still, and then maybe taking three more and getting quieter and more still. Like that, the breaths will help to take you into deep meditation. Then when you're feeling like you are in a very quiet and peaceful state, And when I mean quiet and peaceful, I don't mean that your mind is blank or that you're putting effort into making your mind blank or anything, because that's not going to work. Don't even try to do that. It's not a good idea to put any effort into this. It's just about letting go and relaxing. The most important thing about meditation is being comfortable, letting go and relaxing, sitting in a comfortable place, in a comfortable position, allowing yourself to get quiet and peaceful through relaxation. Then when you're in that deeply relaxed state, I suggest that you do something that most people don't do when they're in deep meditation, and that is to ask. Remember I said, ask and it shall be given unto you. Ask a question, ask for guidance, ask for wisdom, ask for inspiration, ask for a specific healing, ask for something, ask to be shown something, ask to be told something. And then you take another big deep breath, and then you do what I call the do nothing program. That means do nothing, nothing, and less than nothing. And as you do that, the still small voice, the divine voice, will give you the answer. It will give you the healing. It will give you whatever it is that you ask for. It will speak to you. It will show you. You'll receive some experience. And that experience will be the answer to your question. It will be the answer to whatever it is you ask for. So, like I said, ask and it shall be given unto you is really the key to all of this.
And a lot of times I find that that answer doesn't come right away. It might come hours later or a day later, or just kind of, it's just very subtle, it comes through. Do you experience that?
Actually, that can happen, yes. But what I help people to do is to get your answers at will, is to receive the intuition that you're looking for at will by asking for it and by being willing to receive it. Obviously, after you've taken your big deep breath and you're doing the do nothing program, the do nothing program means open and willing to receive, being in a neutral state, having a neutral attitude, but open and willing to receive. So when you're willing to receive and when you ask, you will receive. As long as you are in a deep meditation and you are in a receptive state, you will get the answer to your question. Yes, some people do get their answers in other ways, though. I acknowledge that. Some people get their answers by driving down the street and there's a billboard, you know. There's the answer to their question. Or they see a license plate. These are called omens, omenology. I call that omenology. That's another way to receive answers to your questions, by the way. But you can learn how to do this at will, and you can learn how to receive the answers to your questions through clairvoyance, clairaudience, and clairsentience in deep meditation.
So, you know, obviously the answer is coming through, but are you still dependent on your intuition for whether that answer is the right answer, or is it your ego?
I'm so glad you asked that. That's really an important question. I'm glad you asked. So in a few of my books, I have something called the 10 Tests of Spiritual Discernment. And those 10 tests are in my book, Awaken Your Third Eye. And the reason it's important to know whether what you're getting is real or not, obviously there's obvious reasons. You want to be clear. You want to get guidance that's clear, and you don't want to make mistakes, obviously. But the reason why it's so important is because there's four places that you might be getting your message from. You could be getting it from the spiritual world, the mental world, the astral world, or the environment. There's four places. So the spiritual world would be being in contact with divine beings, angels, archangels, ascended masters, deities, even beloved ones who have gone into the light after death. That is also the spiritual world, the heavenly realm, whatever you want to call it. So that's the place that I suggest you get your messages from. But there are these other three places that not good, not a place to be getting your messages from. So one would be, one of those places would be the mental world, which would be like your ego, your wishful thinking, as you were mentioning, the idea that you're coloring the message, adding, like, people add fear to the divine message, you know, where you're not getting clear messages because your subconscious mind is in the way, or your ego, or your beliefs, habits, and conditioning. The third place that you might be getting messages from is the environment. The environment would be that people's influences upon you, environmental influences, the just general kind of flotsam and jetsam thought forms that are hanging around in the atmosphere, atmospheric interference, shall we say, other people's beliefs that we might be picking up on. You know, that's another way that we're not clear. And then the fourth one would be the astral world, and that would be a place where beings dwell who did not go into the light after death. They got stuck or stranded in this astral plane, in this kind of gray area, limbo kind of area, and they might be interfering with your ability to receive clear guidance. They might be even sacred spirits who are pretending to be something that they're not and trying to influence you. Or they could be demonic kind of beings. So obviously, we want to get our messages only from the spiritual world, the true realm of spirit. And then we can be assured that the message is clear and true. And that's the reason why I came up with the 10-test system, which, by the way, in the offer that I'm going to be giving today, you can learn, you will be learning that because it is in the audiobook that's being offered today.
Okay, so why don't we, let's talk about your special offer and what it entails, because it's huge. And and then maybe we can come back and you can take us through a process of, you know, experiencing opening our third eye.
Oh, okay. I'd love to do that.
Okay.
All right. So we have,
I'll let you talk about it. It's one package, but there's a lot in it. Susan's very generous.
I was trying to be even more generous, so we cut it down because it was too big.
Huge.
Download.
Yeah.
So, first of all, we have the book, Awaken Your Third Eye, in an audio version. So this would be a value of $400, and the MP3 audio files, there's 12 hours of it. It is an unabridged audiobook. And it is this wonderful book called Awaken Your Third Eye, and the subtitle, Your Sixth Sense Can Help You Find Knowledge, Illumination, and Intuition. And this is, oh my goodness, this book, not only will it teach you how to awaken your third eye and give you dozens of amazing practices and methods, traditional and modern, but mainly really ancient practices and other practices that will help you to open that third eye and to be able to experience your divine, your inner divinity, and develop your clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient ability. But also, this book is filled with information, historical information about the third eye, information about what we're talking about, DMT, scientific research. Oh, wow. This book also is greatly illustrated. There's a lot of graphics in it. Oh, I'm sorry. This is an audio version.
This is the audio.
This is just the audio.
Which is great because you can listen to it all the time.
Exactly. And the great thing about it also is that with meditation, that you can listen to the guided meditation. It'll take you into deep, deep meditation. So this is a great book. And wow, it's been, a lot of people have a lot of great reviews of this book and so on.
A lot of
and
great reviews.
And it was one of
Marcy
my
Shimoff
probably,
and Janet Bray Atwood and oh my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. Even Yogi Amar Desai, you know. So that book is one of my best books, I have to say. And it actually is one of my best-selling books. All right, so here we are. The next item is the 70-minute breakthrough meditation. This is a guided meditation, audio meditation, and the value is $60. And it's a 70-minute meditation. It is me who's guiding you. My voice is guiding you. And it takes you into a very deep, powerful meditative state, but it also gives you this breakthrough experience, breaking through the barrier that has separated you from your own true divine nature and being able to receive inner wisdom, inspiration, healing, to be in direct contact with your higher self and to get not only the inner contact, which is love, peace, joy, happiness, and all these great things, but also inner name, to identify inner name, inner signal or sign that tells you that you're in contact with that true divine being, and inner message. All of these four things are the goals of this particular meditation. So this is a breakthrough meditation to help you to have a true, clear inner connection with the higher aspect of your being. Then item three is a guided meditation for daily use, which is a value of $40, and it's a 30-minute meditation that you can use to help you to go deep, deep, deep into this profound meditative state. Takes you into the meditative state, and then takes you back out of the meditative state. So it's faster than the other meditation, which is the breakthrough meditation is quite involved, but this one is just a very beautiful meditation that takes you deep into this state of wholeness and oneness. Very soothing. And then item four is the Chakra Yoga Nidra guided meditation. The value is $200. And this one is has two meditations in it. One is the chakra opening meditation or chakra awareness, and the other one is cosmic body awareness. And this is a yoga nidra meditation that actually is a traditional practice in India that's done lying down. Obviously, with most meditations, we're sitting up. This particular one is done lying down because these are healing meditations, and they're very, very powerful. Inner communion and an experience of deep, deep relaxation, which has been proven to have fantastic benefits for health. Item five is valued at $200, and it is 13 healing affirmations and prayers, specific prayers and affirmations that help to heal and protect your aura, that bring you spiritual self-authority, help you integrate new experiences, help you to cut psychic ties, help you to heal those entities that we talked about before, astral entities, help you to heal negative thoughts, and then cleansing of various of the seven major chakras, cleansing the root chakra, the pelvic chakra, the navel chakra, the heart chakra, the throat chakra, the third eye chakra, and then finally the crown chakra. So these 13 profound healing affirmations cleanse and clarify your energy field and bring great self-sufficiency, integrity, and increase the life force energy that's flowing through your subtle body. Then item six, valued at $100, is an art print, which you can, it's a high resolution, a beautiful picture of the seven major chakras as described in the ancient scriptures of India. When I first wrote my book, the big book of chakras and chakra healing, I went back to the ancient scriptures to find the most authentic information I could find about that subject. And in those ancient scriptures, there are detailed descriptions of these seven major chakras and also seven other chakras, but the major ones are depicted in this picture, and you can see what they actually look like as described in the scriptures, which is not what you would expect. And also all the Sanskrit letters are on them. In fact, according to ancient philosophy of India, our entire universe comes from one seed sound, which is Om. And then that seed sound breaks into 50 mantric units. And those 50 mantric meaning sound units appear on the petals of the chakras. So there's 50 Sanskrit letters in this picture of the chakras. Hmm. And then what else do we have? The total value of all these things is $2,500, but you're getting 96% off, and the special offer is only $97. And you can pay with a two-pay option of $49.50 each, one payment today and one payment in 30 days, or you can pay for the whole thing for $97. So, wow, there's a lot.
It's phenomenal, Susan.
Package.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much. There's so much information in each module that you're offering. It is just phenomenal and very grateful. So take advantage of Susan's beautiful special offer. Thank you, Susan. And I would love if you would take us through a process where we can experience.
Okay, great.
Third eye awakening.
All right, so let's just get comfortable. Like I said before, comfort is the most important thing about meditation. So let's get comfortable in our chairs. Let's close our eyes. Let's take a big, deep breath to unite with each other. Breathe in. And let it all go. Let's take a big, deep breath of divine love. Breathe in. And release. Release, release, release. Release and be at peace. Peace, peace, be at peace. Be still and be at peace. Let's take a big, deep breath of divine love. Breathe in and let it all go. Take a big deep breath to go even deeper. Breathe in and relax, give up, release, let go, be at peace. Perfect peace. Perfect peace, perfect peace. Be still and be at peace. Let's take another deep breath to go even deeper. Breathe in. And let it all go. Peace, peace, peace. Let us imagine a beauteous, radiant divine light above our heads. This light is brilliant and bright and beauteous. It is so bright. It is the light of God. And let us just imagine this beauteous light vibrating, radiating, pulsating. And the light can be any color, whatever you see, above your head, like a radiant sun. And let us just allow that light to begin to descend into our physical form. that light is beginning to fill our head, top of our head and our forehead, down into our entire head, being filled with this radiant light. And this light is now filling our neck area and shoulders, descending down into the body, into the chest area and stomach. Beauteous light is now filling the pelvic area, the buttocks, the legs, going down the arms, also filling the arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers. This light is now going down, down into our thighs and legs, into our ankles and feet, our toes. And this light is just now illuminating our entire body. We are filled with this light. And greater streams of this light are streaming into our body. And our body is beginning to pulsate and radiate. Our body is beginning to radiate outward. This light is radiating outward, filling our body, but going beyond the edges of our body. In fact, this light is filling our entire energy field. Our aura is being filled with this light. And there's a radiant, radiant light, not only within us, but all around us. We are filled with this radiant light. This light is now streaming outwards to bless everyone and everything around us. And let us just imagine that there is a beauteous flame within this light. There's a flame in our heart. And that flame is the flame of divine love. And let us just imagine that this flame is growing brighter and more brilliant, filling our hearts with pure love. We are being filled and surrounded with this radiant light of love. In fact, we are being immersed in this love. Divine love fills and surrounds us now. We are bathing in an ocean of divine love. We are being caressed by divine love. We are being loved. We are experiencing more love than we've ever, ever experienced. Divine love fills and surrounds us now and brings us peace, brings us contentment, brings us great solace, great comfort. We are loved. We are so loved. This is God's love, which fills us with great serenity and tranquility, and also great health and well-being and peace. We are vibrating with this love, which fills us, surrounds us, and supports us. and we are vibrating with this radiant light, which illumines our mind and brings us wisdom, strength, and self-empowerment. Divine love through us blesses all that we are. We are filled with the radiance of divine love. So now we're going to come forth from this meditation with great gratitude in our heart. Please keep your eyes closed until I tell you to open them. How we will come out of this meditation is by blowing out, pretending we're blowing out candles. I will demonstrate. Let's do that together. So we come forth now from this divine experience of inner peace, inner bliss, and inner joy, and we bring this experience into our everyday life in a very practical way. So we come forth from the level of spirit to the level of the mind, knowing that our minds are saturated and filled with this divine love and light, and that we carry this into our everyday life. And let's blow out another candle. As we now bring this divine love and light into our physical body, knowing that our physical body is filled with grace and power and truth, and our physical body is filled with radiant health and well-being, robust health. We are just beaming with wonderful health and oneness and wholeness, harmony, integration. And we now blow out another candle. Coming forth to the level of environment, but keeping our eyes closed for now. Just becoming aware of the environment around us, of the chair or whatever it is we're sitting on, couch, chair, bed. Just being aware of sitting with feet on the floor, back, completely back in this physical form. Noticing sounds around us, the temperature of the room, just feeling the environment and knowing that we are bringing into this environment all the divine love and light that we have received through this meditation. Blowing out another candle, coming out now fully to inward and outward balance, keeping our eyes closed for the moment. But let's blow out four more candles. Then we'll come all the way out to inward and outward balance, and then we'll open our eyes. So let's just blow out the candles now. Blowing out more candles and then opening your eyes. If you do not feel like opening your eyes, please blow out more candles and then open your eyes. Eyes wide open. Eyes wide open, and then we will say an affirmation. Just repeat after me. I am alert. I am very alert. I am awake. And by the way, say this audibly. I am very awake. I am inwardly and outwardly balanced. I am in control. I am the only authority in my life. I am divinely protected by the light of my being. I close off my aura and body of light to the lower astral levels of mind. And I open to the spiritual world. Thank you, God, and so it is. How do you feel, Patty?
Wow. Wow, that was very powerful.
Oh, great.
Wow. I have never done the breathing of the blowing out the candles. What is the significance of that?
Oh, that helps you to come out very quickly from meditation. Otherwise, when you're really, really deep in meditation, you might have to lie down. I mean, it can take you a really long time to get out, but blowing out the candles brings you back very, very quickly from meditation, but not harshly. You know, still, you feel fantastic, even though you've come out of meditation very quickly.
Yeah, it feels just like refreshed, like it's like a new.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I love that. Thank you.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Oh, you're welcome.
This has been just amazing, just incredible, you know, sharing this time with you and the information that you've brought to our audience and the your special offer. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Susan. Thank you so much for being here with us. Is there anything that you want to leave with us?
Well, you know, you're very lucky. All of you are very lucky. You're here. You're in this physical form, this human body, and you are also seeking higher knowledge, higher awareness. That's a very unusual and fortunate state to be in. So make the most of that. Since you're in this physical body, you actually have the opportunity to experience higher consciousness. Other beings and other species do not have that ability. So make the most of being in this physical body by practicing, doing some spiritual practice, and realize who you really are. Take up a spiritual practice that will help you to really discover your true divine nature, that will help you to realize that you are divine, that you are a divine being, and realize your true purpose. Realize why you're here on earth and what your mission is. All of these things can be realized through spiritual practices. So I highly recommend that you focus on that and make that a priority in your life rather than scrolling through your phone. And, you know, put down the phone and take some time to phone in to your higher self.
I love that. You know, it really is invaluable advice because when you really create a practice, it just expands your life. Everything expands. You know, not just your intuitive and all of those abilities, but everything that you come into contact with, people that start coming into your life and that you start aligning with, and the, you know, the shifting of, you know, your work, everything changes, escalates. It's incredible. So I can't thank you enough for being here. And all of you, thank you all for being here. Take advantage of Susan's incredible special offer. Sending you all much love. Much love to you, Susan. Thank you so much. And thank you all for being here. Sending you all much love. And with that, we're going to say goodbye to everyone. Namaste. Namaste, Susan.
Namaste.